Hey guys, it's Scott from Iron Will Strength. It is episode 65 of Strong the Iron Will Way. I've noticed a pretty consistent theme with several people over the last few months, and the more I think about it, lots of people over the past few years, and that is after a few months of starting X new venture project thing, that they kind of lose interest or kind of start to not see maybe what they were hoping to see and bail, okay? And if we look at this in, obviously, you know, this is our realm is the workout realm, super common, right? Somebody starts out ready to get in shape, in the mood, fired up, motivated for whatever reason, sign up at the gym, hire a trainer, join a CrossFit, whatever it is, go in guns blazing, do really good right off the bat, because primarily they're excited and they're just feeling better from the initial improvements that come from, you know, probably doing not much of anything to just doing something. So there's a big kind of endorphin, adrenaline, chemical release that happens during exercise that happens forever, which is one of the great benefits of working out. But when your body's not accustomed to it, it's really kind of noticeable, right? So that's feeling good. There's a psychological component of doing something good for yourself, finally taking care of yourself. And your body responds to exercise again, because you're going from doing nothing to doing just about anything will give you some results. But then we get into month 2 and 3, and typically what I see then is a little bit of the enthusiasm has worn off, partly because maybe in your mind you had this like 90-day complete transformation that was going to happen, that you were going to look completely different, feel completely different, and probably a little bit of an unrealistic expectation from a fitness slash aesthetic standpoint. So maybe you thought your body was going to be down, you know, 4 sizes, or you're going to lose 30 pounds, or you're going to just be, you know, look like the person on the cover of the fitness magazine that you were looking at. So that's not to be faulted for that, but it's not an accurate goal. But you're disappointed by that. The improvements that you did see have probably slowed down a little bit. And probably your attention to detail has started to slack. So if you started out going 4 days a week, maybe you're still planning to go 4 days a week, but if you actually look at how many you actually go to, it's 3, right? Because once a week you miss. Your eating plan that was really, really on point in the beginning maybe has backtracked a little, where it's still better than it was before, but it's not really on point. If you actually wrote everything down, it's probably 50% of on point and 50% of same shit you were doing before. So here's where you back out, because you say, you know what, this is not working, it's costing too much, it's taking too much time, I'm not seeing the results that I wanted anyway, and I guess it's just not in the cards for me. I guess my body just it's not going to happen, I'm too old, I've got bad genes, all that bullshit, right? So a couple things that occurred to me. Number one, when this happens, and let's keep it in the workout realm, but this is true for everything. I mean, I listen to an inordinate number of podcasts, and when they talk to successful people, one of the things that is consistent is that we usually see these successful people when they make it, right? When they are what appears to be an overnight sensation. But what always happens is if you dig deeper, you'll find out this person was rejected thousands of times, okay? If it's an author with a, you know, best-selling book, chances are they've written 15 that you never heard of. Can you imagine writing a single book? The effort and the hours it takes to do that, and the heart and soul that someone has to put into that. And imagine writing it and be turned down by every fucking book publishing company that you bring it to. Every single one. No thank you. No thank you. No thank you. And possibly even some, you know, this sucks type of reactions. Imagine having the wherewithal and the confidence to come back from that and try another one, and write an entirely new book, a whole other fucking book, and try it again and maybe get told no. I mean, I don't know about you, but I would probably not try again. There are people that have done this numerous times, and then finally someone says yes, and that becomes their first book that gets published, and maybe it's, you know? I've heard people joke about, you know, it sold 10 copies and 8 of them were to their parents, right? But when we find out about them and their big book hits after 6 more books, you know, nobody knows about those first 15 that never even got published, or the first 5 that got published but never sold anything. All of the no's. So this is no different, right? One thing is, you gotta fucking stick it out through that first 3-4 month period. Okay, so it could be as simple as, let me backtrack. First of all, we have to make sure we're following a program that should be working and that is working and that could work. Now, number one, but this is beyond the scope of what we can talk about here, but number one factor there would be the program, whatever it is. I don't care if it's conditioning, cardio, or strength training. As you know, strength training is my go-to, but it has to be progressive in nature. This is where most people fail and most programs fail in that first couple month or 6 month period, because the program, the exercise, whatever you're trying to learn, is not progressive in nature. What that means is the challenge doesn't evolve and get harder and harder as your body responds to it. So what happens when we don't progress or evolve the program? Your body stops responding. So I'm going to try to put it as simply as possible. If you come in to the gym today and I test you on the squat, and you can squat 10 reps with 60 pounds in your current state. So let's just say you haven't been training for a while, or you have been training for a while and you're plateaued. I test you can squat 60 pounds for 10. If every time you come into the gym, we continue to squat 60 pounds for 10 or something near that amount for a year, you are in maintenance mode. Okay, you will probably not go backwards, but you will certainly not get stronger, see any change in muscle definition, tone, shape, build, metabolism, anything. You're just exercising, squatting up and down with 60 pounds on your back. You won't lose muscle necessarily, okay, because you're still providing it a challenge, but it's not challenging you to get better, because you can already do it, right? So the nature of progressive strength training is to challenge your body a little bit more than it's currently able to do. I would use the analogy of, imagine you go to the library, or you go to, you know, the school, and you're trying to learn about a certain topic, and this book has 20 chapters. So you go to the library every night for an hour, and after 6 months, you have not learned any more about this topic. And you tell me, but I read for an hour every night. Like, I go to the library, I literally read every night. I don't understand why I'm not learning about this topic. It must be the book sucks, it doesn't teach me properly. Maybe I just can't learn it. Then we dive into it and we recognize you're fucking reading chapter 3 over and over and over again. So you read 1 and you learned it. You went to 2 and you learned some more. You went to 3 and learned some more. But for some reason, you stopped at 3 and you kept reading fucking chapter 3. Well, you're not learning anymore. You are reading, yes. So you can chalk that off your list. I read tonight. Great. But you're not learning anything. Okay, this is what happens at the gym. Everyone says, I went to the gym 4 days a week. I go to the gym 5 days a week. But what are you doing when you're there? If you're just exercising, and again, you're squatting 60 pounds for 10 over and over and over again, it is not hard to figure out why nothing's happened, why your butt still looks the same, why your legs still feel the same, why everything is the same. Now, imagine if you added 5 pounds, add 1 pound, you know, a week. That's 50 pounds in a year of strength improvement, okay? And certainly that's not a lot. And there's a big difference in you are now progressing and getting stronger, okay? You're now going to chapter 4 and chapter 5. So before you bail on your program, make sure you have a fucking program that's going to work. It's got to be progressive in nature. It's got to be designed to be effective, because you might not be getting any better after 3 or 4 months because you're following something that will never work, okay? Along those lines, whatever you're doing, if you're not seeing what you want to see, ask for help. Like, ask for guidance from, if you have a trainer or a coach. I mean, people ask me every day at the gym, like, hey, listen, here's what's happening, here's what I'm frustrated with, here's what I'm liking, is this good, or is this supposed to be happening? So I can look at what's happening and say, you're actually right on track. This just takes a while. It's how it happens. Or I can say, you know what? You should be progressing faster than this. Let's look at what you're doing and let's reevaluate the workout, the nutrition plan, all of it, because none of it is set in stone. It always has to be tailored, and you have to experiment and see. Each person responds differently to different type of exercises, type of repetition ranges, type of eating plans. So, you know, I can safely say that strength training will benefit everybody with almost any goal. But we've talked about it before. If the goal is hypertrophy and muscle building and size, that's going to be very different from the person whose goal is strength and speed and not to get any bigger because they are an athlete that can't get heavier, or just a person who doesn't want to add bulk. Totally different programs, but strength training nonetheless. So if the person who was hoping to get bigger and more bigger muscles but is following a strength program and not seeing size, they should not just quit. They should actually come to me or come to the expert in the whatever they're working on and say, hey, this is what's happening, this is what I want, what should I be doing differently, right? So make sure you have a program that works, and that would apply to pretty much everything, even outside of exercise. Number two is double down on whatever it is you're doing if you're confident that it works. So if you're, let's say, following a progressive strength training, you're in that 3 month zone, you're starting to see results taper back, you're not seeing as much as you wanted, quitting will definitely not give you results that you wanted, right? Quitting will take you all the way back to square one and have psychological effects probably even worse, because now you quit again. So you're convincing your subconscious that every time you start, you stop. So next time, you'll probably do it again. What we got to do now is, if we have a program that we're confident is effective, is double down on that shit. Now, if we're going three, you know, we're scheduled for four, we go three, and we're starting to see less results than we want, we don't cut back to two. We double down. We say, I'm going five, right? I'm going in the morning. I'm going to do some stuff on my own. I'm going to take another look at my nutrition and realize that I've backed off from being 100% on point to 50. Let me get back to 100%, right? So double down on that. Dig in. You know, an interesting analogy is in strength training, if we have somebody who, let's say, for example, is stuck at a certain weight and just can't bust through, okay? So we follow what's called a linear program. So we're pretty much just trying to add weight when we can get to a desired number of reps with a certain weight. And that's the best way to start out, because it is literally that simple. But when you're more advanced and you get to these points, you can't just keep adding weight every week, every workout, okay? You start to reach your kind of genetic limit or ceiling where you have to really work hard to get every 5 and 10 pounds the longer you've been doing it. Excuse me. So at this point, you know, we do some pretty not radical, but surprising things. So let's say, for example, somebody is stuck at squatting 200 pounds for 6 repetitions or 10 repetitions. Let's say 10. Squatting 200 for 10, and they just can never get 11 or 12. They just can't get past 10. They're trying and trying and trying. So this person starts to get discouraged, like, I don't know why I'm not getting any stronger. I'm really stuck at this. Well, what we don't do is go lighter necessarily, unless we feel like they're overtrained or injured or something like that. What we will do sometimes then is say, okay, let's put 220 pounds on the bar, but let's just pick it up, get a feel for it on your back. Maybe do some what we call partial range reps. So maybe like it's like instead of a, I don't know, you know, 18-inch range of motion in the squat, now we got like a 3-inch range of motion. We literally just like bend the knees and go back up. What would appear to be a very poor, very crappy squat. Well, there's a method to that madness. We're going to do that for 3 reps, right? we're going to go heavier than we can actually handle for a full squat and just do a couple partial reps of three. What does this do? Why does that work? Well, the nervous system, when we're working out with weights that are heavy for us, so let's say that 200 for 10 is the heaviest we've done, to the nervous system, that's the maximum weight you can handle because that's the most you've ever tried. So we throw 220 on there, step back from the cage, and it's like, holy shit, this is really heavy, right? We do a little partial rip so it feels like we're doing something with it, but the nervous system has now readjusted to what feels heavy. So now 225 is heavy, or 220 is heavy, whatever I said before. Now we go back to 200, that doesn't feel so heavy anymore, does it? Because compared to 220, it's not that heavy, right? We can trick the body into getting a little extra strength. So counterintuitive, we can't go any heavier, do any more reps. We actually add weight. Now we cut the reps down, but the point is we make it harder, not easier. And by making it harder, the body has to adapt, right, and get stronger. This is, again, the nature of strength training is challenge it more and more. So if it were, and I'm not a big conditioning cardio person, but I would imagine that these things still apply. I mean, I know they apply, but I don't know specifics. But just to make it simple, if you're, you know, trying to get to the point of running a marathon, you can't just run 5 miles every single day, right? We have to go a little bit, go to 6 one day, go to 7 one day. I mean, it's completely logical, okay? But so many times in the workout realm, we're just focusing on getting tired and getting, and we judge a good workout by how tired we got, how sweaty we got, how sore we got. But we actually don't know, there's no way to gauge if it was progressive. So again, if you're training for a marathon and you just start running randomly and you don't check distance, you don't check time, you just go for runs for 3 months, it's very unlikely you're going to be getting any better at running. You will at first, because at first you can't even get around the block. So over time, you just get better at going around the block, but you really have to put thought into how far you're going to go and how long it takes to build up that endurance. Strength training is no different, and neither is any other kind of training. So we need to really make sure we're on a program that's going to get us somewhere. It's progressive in nature. We need to make sure that we're putting in work and doubling down when necessary. And last but not least, we have to check ourselves and see what happens at the 2-3 month mark is this. In the beginning, you don't have to work out that hard, okay? Because you're coming from nothing. So everything works. You work out a little bit and you get results. You just start squatting with your body weight, your legs firm up. You start adding some weights, you start getting some muscles. 3 months in, your body has now adapted to this training and has already responded. Now, to get it to respond more requires a greater stimulus. Again, the progressive resistance. So the job of the program is to get harder, right? If I'm the one writing the program, I have to make sure that I'm overloading you each as we move forward. Now, granted, we can get real specific and talk about times we have to deload and unload and rest and wave and so forth. But for the just generally speaking, it's got to get harder and harder as we go along. Now, the other part of that is on you. You have to try harder as you get longer. It is fucking hard to keep going 1 year, 2 year, 3 years into it because every workout has to be really hard and really heavy to continue to improve. So a lot of times, this is just self-sabotage at the 2-3 month part where you just don't want to work hard anymore, okay? So the easy workouts don't work anymore because you've adapted, and now it's actually hard. You know, now you actually have to try, right? So, you know, I found this with sports and stuff myself as a kid where I would play sports to a point where I got decent at them because I was pretty athletic and coordinated. So almost every sport that I did the first time, I was decent, right? I was like, you know, better than I would expect for having never done it. But then once I would get into a little bit, I mean, I think about this even with pool, right? Playing stupid like pool. Once I got into it and I started to say, hey, I could maybe be actually good at this. You know, not just like okay for a guy that's playing for the third time, but maybe I could actually be good. And I start playing with people that are good and I'm like, oh, I'm actually not good at all. You know, I'm good compared to being terrible, but compared to other people that are good, I suck. So now to get to their level of good, it's fucking hard. Like, I got to learn about it. I got to read about it. I have to have somebody teach me how to do it. I got to practice these shots over and over and over again, invest time. And quite frankly, in regard to that, I was lazy and I don't really want to do all that. I actually don't even care about it. I just thought it would be cool to be good at it and liked it when it was easy, but I didn't like it when it was hard, right? So this is where we got to get into the why. The why are we doing this? Like, why is it important for us to get in shape and be healthy, right? So that when the novelty wears off and when the shit starts getting hard, we don't quit, because we've made that determination early on that this is important to us. No matter what, it's important to us. And then we go and we drive through the times when it doesn't seem to be working, when we don't feel like fucking going, when it's dark out and it's cold out. This is what separates the champions from everybody else, is that we go no matter what. You've decided you're going, you're committed. They say, you know, when you're interested in something, you go when you feel like it. When you're committed to something, you go anyway. And that is the key. So make sure it's a program that's progressive in nature and will actually work. Number two, make sure you are not backing out when you should be doubling down. You know, if you're supposed to go four times and you've only been going two times, don't convince yourself that this doesn't work. Go fucking four times and actually add a fifth time. Double down on your diet. And number three, check yourself and make sure that you are not just fucking wimping out. And when it starts to get hard, you're looking for an excuse to get out. So it doesn't work. You don't like it anymore. It's too expensive. You don't have the time. Bullshit. It's just as expensive as it was before. You have the same amount of time as you did before. It does work. We know it works. There's living proof of people that are doing it that are probably in the same gym or on the same program as you that work. It's you getting lazy. So acknowledge that. Re-examine your why and fucking do it. Have a great day, you guys.